Good evening, everyone. This is the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee meeting for July 14th, 2015. My name is Brian Edwards Tiekert. I'm the chair of the committee. I'll ask our secretary, R. Paul Martin, to please take the roll.
Okay, Lydia Bazan.
Here.
Adriana Kasanov.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Brian Edwards Tiekert.
Here.
R. Paul Martin, here. Tony Norman. Michael Novick.
Present.
Serene Roberts. Nancy Sorden. Barbara Wipperman. Okay, that's six. That is a quorum.
Thank you, R. Paul. We're on to agenda approval. I sent out a draft agenda yesterday. Do I have a motion to adopt it?
Okay.
Sorry, who was that?
Lydia and I.
Was that a motion from Adriana?
Take your pick. What?
Okay. We have a motion to approve the agenda from Adriana Kasanov. Does anyone wish to propose any changes to the agenda?
Question?
Yes, sir.
Is the executive director going to be on the call tonight, do we know?
I have not heard one way or the other from him.
Okay, if he were, are we going to hear anything about the audit?
I have no new information about the audit, except the Pacifica National Board passed similar language to what the Finance Committee kicked it at its last meeting. It's asked the National Office to ask for the full amount necessary to clear the debt with the auditors.
Well, okay. Well, I guess that updates it.
Well, there's a problem because the language says that that's in advance, and Efren at the National Office has since pointed out that if it's taken as an advance against Central Services, then some months down the line, the National Office will not have any money for regular operations because it needs to use regular Central Services for regular costs like its payroll. So I don't know what the final disposition of it is. I just know what the National Board did.
So do we need to put this on the agenda, do you think?
You're welcome to. You know, there's some wiggle room because the SCA motion on this agenda, we pushed it to this week anticipating that we would have a draft National Office budget, that we could use that National Office budget to adjust the Central Services formula for all the stations, and that we could make adjustments to Central Services that would cancel out the effect of reallocating SCA revenues at the same time. I don't think we can have that conversation without that information at our fingertips. But we postponed it to this meeting, so it went in the agenda. In any case, if anyone wants to make a change to the agenda, it's speak now or hold your peace. All right, I'm hearing no amendments. Is there any objection to approving the agenda? Hearing none, the agenda is now approved. We're on to minutes approval. 2 days ago, R. Paul sent out minutes from our June 23rd meeting. Do I have a motion to approve them?
So move it.
Adriana moved approval of the minutes from June 23rd. Does anyone wish to propose any changes? Hearing no changes, is there any objection to the minutes of June 23rd? Hearing none, the minutes of June 23rd are now adopted. We're on to a review of financial statements, and I sent these out on Sunday. The most recent consolidated budget to actual profit and loss statements, I believe, as presented to the Pacifica National Board at its in-person meeting in Los Angeles. And the National Office staff said they expect to have, those are through May, they expect to have statements through June available later this week. What I propose doing is taking the units up counterclockwise, starting with my station, KPFA. Let me first ask, does everybody have a copy of those financial statements?
Tony on the call.
Welcome, Tony. is there anybody who's had trouble downloading or opening those statements?
I opened them earlier. I'm trying to figure out how to open them here because I'm now at the station because I have a local finance committee meeting later this evening, and I'll see if I can do it. But.
Okay. So the big picture on these financial statements is that consolidated as a network, we look much better than we actually are year to date. After 8 months, this shows us our bottom line better than budget by $144,000. But the good news is almost entirely due to windfall bequest income at KPFA totaling about $950,000. And without that, the entire network is significantly behind budget. So we'll start with KPFA. And since we don't have anyone from management or the national office on the call, I guess I'll be mostly taking lists of questions to bring up with them before our next meeting. KPFA is showing a year-to-date positive variance of $691,000. Again, mostly from that windfall bequest income. Listener support slightly behind budget. That's because management scaled back on air fundraising a little bit after the good news came in. All other revenue is on target or close to target. Salaries and related spending is under budget. Administrative expenses over budget, mostly because of maintenance costs. And it'll go further over budget when we start getting the bills from this election. Programming expenses are under budget. Development expenses are way over, largely because of premiums. And we've looked into it. It appears that the budgeting formulas were off. Our spending not significantly out of sync with prior years. And that may turn up as a problem for other stations as well. Also, our development staff have been playing catch up with some premiums. So during the beginning of this fiscal year, they have actually purchased more premiums than they might have in previous years. Everything else is pretty much on target with the budget. Questions on KPFA?
Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I know you're helping Pacifica look great because of the big bequest that we got earlier this year. But I'm still worried about the cash flow because I heard that the KPFA business manager said that they only had $400,000 in the bank account, and that was before the auditor. I don't know if any money like this has been transferred to the auditor for the 2013 audit yet or not, but how are you doing cash flow wise, and is there still no summer fund drive planned? Will you be able to make
so
it
the last I have from her is we ended last week with $400,000 cash in the bank and no payables, and some payables like central services already paid in advance. That was not counting the money that's been requested by the National Office for the audit. I don't know if the cash flow holds up until our fall fund drive with that money out. I've not seen an analysis on that. She said she was working on a detailed 3-month cash flow projection right now. And there's been no talk of reversing the decision to cancel the summer fund drive.
Okay. Well, you have to throw almost $300,000 a month, don't you? I mean, at least that's what's budgeted on the average monthly expenses for KPFA. So I'm just wondering if there's enough. I realize it's not all cash, but is it enough to get you to the September fund drive?
Yeah, we'll have to see that cash flow analysis. They did move up the September fund drive date some after canceling the summer fund drive, so it'll start mid-September instead of early October. They're trying to create more daylight between fund drives. So that's one less pay period we'll have to get between fund drives. And this, you know, the station does have continual cash inflows, people paying their pledges late, paying on the installment plan, and community events, but it's not a ton. So, but I can follow up on that. I can forward her cash flow projection to the committee when she finishes producing it. That's all I know.
Yeah. Well, you're there. I'm not. I just want to make sure you can get paid and things like that, you know, in August and September.
I mean, KPFA also advanced the money for the network's deposit to the pension fund, which was due in June.
Right.
And my understanding is it's the national office's plan to remit the full amount once it's collected from all the stations. And there's only two stations who haven't contributed yet. Fortunately, one of them is KPFK, and we just covered their payroll. So it doesn't sound like they'll be in a position to contribute anytime soon.
No, we have a summer fund drive.
Right. When's that starting, Lydia?
I believe it's July 21st.
Yeah, like a week.
Well, I mean, that if that's the case, you're going to need everything that comes in that first week just to make your end-of-month payroll.
Right.
Yikes. So that's all I can tell you, Bill. You know, we got that $950,000 in, but we were in arrears on central services or the archives of money. We'd been holding some other bills. We paid them all off. Then we paid ahead, loaned $100,000 to KPFT. We've covered a couple of payrolls for KPFK now. We covered one for BAI, or a portion of a payroll for BAI, but they paid us back already. And we covered pension deposits for the whole network. So,
yeah, and we thank you. And our GM does have a plan. They worked out a plan with your GM to pay back the loan for our transmitter over the next few years, I think, monthly payments after we get the transmitter going. So thank you.
That would be very welcome. Any other questions on KPFA? Okay, then we'll move on to KPFK. Michael, you've gone over these numbers in some depth.
I think I sent some reports from our finance committee. I think the only bright light at all that you can see in here is that there's a little bit of containment on the expense side, on the development expenses. If you compare like the April and May, but overall, as we pointed out, these are figures for May, and I'm waiting to get some version of June. But total income was, you know, somewhat close to budget. It got worse in May than April, actually. I guess in April it was briefly over budget because of the emergency drive. But the expenses are, generally speaking, over budget in every single category. Salaries and labor was over budget. Administrative was over budget. Programming over budget. And development, as I say, not as badly over budget as it looks like it might have been, but still over budget. We have a fund drive scheduled for, let's say, July 21st to middle of August. Have kind of put a cap, from my understanding, on the premium expenses for that, meaning that a substantial portion of the listener support needs to come in without requests for premiums or with no-cost premiums to try to stick to that goal. It would be really helpful, I think we've all regressed it several times, we could see cash flow statements, not just for the national office, but for the units, because I know that, you know, some of the money coming in has had to be booked to cover expenses in the previous fiscal year. So that the picture's probably a little worse than it looks like here even.
Big picture, KPFK's bottom line after 8 months is worse than budget by $334,000.
Right.
And it's mostly because expenses are over by $277,000.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Has KPFK made any progress on cost-cutting, Michael?
Well, there's some intense negotiating going on. The main place, apart from premiums that cost can be cut, is on payroll. And so there's not much more I can say about that, except that there's an intention to reduce that to remain solvent. People are working on, off-air fundraising as well, but no request at the moment of the size that you guys got.
All right. Questions on KPFK?
Bill,
go ahead.
Okay, thanks. I'm wondering if, it looks like sort of the expenses, one reason there's a big difference between actual and budget is that the expenses were projected to be too low during the budgeting last year. And so are you making provisions so you can come up with a more accurate, projection of expenses for the budget for this coming year?
The new GM has been looking at the actuals over this year and the previous 2 years from the unaudited 2014 and the audited 2015 to try to get a better picture of what the actual expenses have been and to try to base the budget around.
Transfer. That's not a valid extension. Please try again.
I don't know who's doing that.
Sorry. Am I still there?
Yeah, we're still here.
Okay. They're trying to get more accurate projections of expenses, and they're trying to figure out how to reduce expenses as much as possible, and in particular how to raise more money with blowing out the premium budget, which has been the practice here for several years running.
Well, the premium budget's the one area, like one of the only areas where KPFK is doing better than budget, which is great. It's just, the expenses in the budget were probably higher than KPFK could sustain, and it's spending more than what was in the budget. It's over by salaries on 91,000. Do you understand what the big administrative overages are? The $56,000 on the telephone line?
They had to replace the main office telephones because they were constantly losing calls and losing voicemails, and that was a major unanticipated expense, I think. The accounting, I think, reflects the fact that it's really a payroll charge for the person who's been operating as business manager as a temp. And
that's $41,000 over budget.
Yeah, I don't think the entirety of that is payroll, but I think that's a significant contribution there. And then I think some of the others were just under, as Bill said, they didn't anticipate the maintenance expenses they were going to have. They were trying to defer maintenance for, you know, and didn't really succeed in that. There have been problems with the plumbing, with the air conditioning, several other things that, you know, had to be fixed.
And I have a follow-up question, but others can go first if they want.
Okay, I'm just running down the things that stand out. Michael, do you know what the $27,000 overage on programming services is under programming expenses? It's row 68.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember if we talked about that at the finance committee meeting, and nothing is popping up in my mind at the moment. I know the free speech programming fee, apparently when they arranged to do the Pacifica Evening News, they split the cost of paying for free speech radio news between the two stations, and so that's our share of it.
But that wouldn't be $27,000.
No, that's not 27. That was about 5. That's in there. A separate line.
And the marathon expenses, row 86, that are over by 46,000.
That's the that was the call service, which really was a really bad idea, and we're out of that now. We have converted our phone room so that the volunteers can, you know, answer Dave directly, and we're doing so during the drives. But they had a big overage and a settlement for the first company, and then some of the problems with the second company.
And the $46,000 overage for advertising and promotion on line 88?
Well, yeah, that was an unauthorized and unbudgeted effort by the previous interim general manager to buy bus benches and billboards that he went ahead and did. they were all stopped, but they blew out that line pretty well.
Okay, so the call center overages are done. Are you out of all the advertising contracts?
All the advertising contracts are over.
The ads are done. On the maintenance stuff, are any of those projects ongoing and still taking expenses, or were those one-time outlays?
They were one-time outlays, but they reflect the fact that there was a lot of deferred maintenance for a long time, and so there's a tendency for things to go out then. So I'm not sure. As I say, I think that the going forward, they're trying to budget for maintenance based on what the actual costs have been over the last 2 or 3 years and anticipate that there will be some similar costs.
And obviously the phone system was a one-time thing.
Yeah.
So the biggest ongoing area is the salaries and related, which would include those temp accounting fees, because the minute we stop paying a temp agency, it's going to be a salary.
Right.
Combined, those are about $131,000 in 8 months. All right. Other questions on KPFK? I heard Bill. Anyone else? Okay, go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, thanks. And, I agree with Michael. I think cash flow reports are something that would really help. But we did get some from John today, if you got a chance to look at those, John Proffitt. And, from what I saw, it looked like KPFK still has not made any essential service payments yet this year. Is that right? Okay.
That's right.
So that's the kind of thing that makes it really hard for the national office, too, and to cover the other
Yeah, the new general manager proposed a catch-up payment plan, beginning as soon as possible, extending obviously into the next fiscal year, and I'm not sure where that stands between the station and the national office at this point, but they're trying to work something out.
Right, because I think KPFA can't
current payment. current payments would be progress before we even start talking about catch-up payments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so would KPFA funding its own payroll.
Yeah.
Right, and I did notice that the payroll, I mean, the salaries and really expenses are about $90,000 over budget so far, and I'm not sure how that happened, but I know at the last meeting or maybe the couple meetings before that, our ED said that the union there was waiting to see financial statements before they wanted to discuss possible cuts or renegotiating of the contract, or is that, are the financial statements ready for that now?
Part of the financial statements isn't ready, but they're asking to see actual payment of some back seniority payments that were due and not paid, and another similar, being made whole on something else.
I guess my suggestion is make sure that ED knows what you need, so
they
can get that information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think they're
in constant talk.
Most of that.
Thank you.
Anyone else on KPFK's figures? Boy, folks, I don't know what to say before we move on from this. I mean, the rate KPFK is bleeding, it could take the network down pretty soon. I mean, we basically don't have money left to cover any more payrolls for KPFK. The national office does not have enough money to, like, get us through an audit unless KPFK is paying at least some of its central services.
Yes, I think we're acutely aware of that.
We're what?
I think we're acutely aware of that. And
is there a timeline on getting the rest of your expenses down to a sustainable level?
Brian?
Yes.
I recommend that at the next meeting we should have the general manager on, and that we would have to schedule an executive session for it, for aspects of it. I mean, you're seeing the budget, so you know kind of the issues that have to be addressed. So I don't think it's prudent to continue, except that there are a lot of conversations going on, both with the union and with the profit, and these are daily conversations and plans and revisions of plans and so on and so forth. I think some of it will have to be an executive session, and some can be in public sessions. So that's what I would recommend.
Okay, I'm happy to schedule that. I also think if you all have anything in the white pipeline, you shouldn't wait to do it until the National Finance Committee meets in 2 weeks. It's really, really urgent.
Yeah, nobody's waiting, Brian.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
No one's waiting.
Mr. Chair?
Meeting. Thank you.
Yes, Paul.
Yeah, I think that should be a motion so that we, you know, We should be a motion to invite the general manager from KPFK in and have an executive session at the next meeting, so we can then throw the executive session stuff up there and also say out loud right now exactly what we're going to say, the reason is for it.
Mr. Secretary, would you care to construct such a motion?
While I write it? Hold on.
Writing is what you do, sir.
I guess it would be that that we invite the KPFK general manager to the next meeting and hold an executive session. And somebody's going to have to give me the language for why we're holding an executive session.
To discuss personnel matters concerning individual employees related to KPFK's financial crisis.
Hello, all.
Okay.
Nancy Sorden.
Good. Oh.
Hey, Nancy. Welcome on the call.
Hello.
I've been on about 20 minutes. I didn't want to interrupt anybody.
Uh-huh. Okay. With the chair... Inhale for 2 seconds and say the say what he figures the reason for the executive session.
Transfer.
Hello?
I am sorry. That's not a valid extension. Please try again.
Hey, Michael?
Yeah, still here. Sorry.
Was that you who just dropped?
I didn't drop. My ear hit something on the phone and it made it say transfer.
I see. When you do that, we get elevator music.
Sorry?
I don't know if that's a setting you can change after this call, but if you could,
it
would be less disruptive in the future. So the words are, Paul, would be to discuss personnel matters concerning individual employees related to the financial crisis at KPFK.
Okay, so the motion, I'm going to list this as a motion, period, with no single author, that the NFC invite the general manager of KPFK to the next meeting and hold an executive session to discuss personnel matters concerning individual employees related to the financial crisis at KPFK.
I think we need to put a time on the executive session.
Probably a good idea, yeah.
Let's call the executive session 9:30 Eastern, so we'll have an hour of public session before we close the meeting.
Okay. So the NFC invite the general manager of KPFK to the next meeting and hold an executive session at 4, so let's get rid of that, at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, to discuss personnel matters concerning individual employees related to the financial crisis at KPFK. Sounds like there's one employee who's causing a crisis, so wait a minute, we want to do that. Personnel matters, maybe personnel matters, comma, and individual? And
no, personnel matters relating to individual employees is the specific language of the CPB exemption.
Oh, all right.
Which be closing the meeting.
Okay. So I've got that in.
Great. Thank you. Any objection to that motion?
Well, brief discussion. I don't object, but I just don't want to wait till then to... I hope that Lydia and Michael can talk with your GM and make sure that you get whatever financial reports that the union needs to look at before that meeting, because I assume that will be part of what we might want to talk about.
Any further discussion? Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none, it is so ordered. Paul, you'll put the exec section on KPFTX?
Yeah.
Great. Thank you so much. We're off of KPFK and on to KPFT. Bill, you'd probably be the best one to take us through KPFT's numbers.
Okay. Can you skip just a minute? I'm having a connection problem, and I'm not sure the stream is going. I need to check on that. You can come back to me.
And, Paul, you've got down that both Tony Norman and Nancy Sorden joined the meeting?
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. And welcome aboard, Nancy.
Thank you.
Dealing with Pacifica's finances is not the cheeriest task to walk into. Thank you for taking it on.
Okay. I'm going to mute again.
Sure.
Hey,
Adriana. Hey,
Adriana. And we are still on. There was a connection problem with KPF Dex intermittently, but we're back on. We're on the stream.
Okay. Bill, do you want to take us through KPFT's numbers?
Oh, okay. Let's see. Let me bring up that spreadsheet again. The good news is we have a slight profit for the year so far, year to date. We're under the budget goal. Because we had $200,000 budgeted for revenue for a transmitter replacement. We haven't gotten that. We do have another plan for getting the transmitter, which included partially a $100,000 loan from KPFA, so thanks for that. That's kind of it in a nutshell. But we do have our revenue is greater than our expenses. We have a slight profit of about $74,000 so far. This is through May. And I'd be glad to answer questions if I can.
Okay, I'll take a stack on questions. Adriana, I trust you want to be on it. Silence,
can you hear
Adriana Kuznov.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now.
Okay. Well, I think that I want really to know the numbers that maybe we had about really. How short are we from our goals? Because one thing is the goal in the pledges, and a different thing is the fulfillment. But more than that, I want to add that the KPFT is the finance committee. We are trying to come up with a budget in time. We have some differences. We are trying to figure out a way to cut our expenses. in that process, but it's a difficult one. How can I explain this? We are asking the manager to game with a cut in the budget because we saw that the proposed budget that we received, we didn't have enough revenues to sustain the expenses according to what tradition that we have. And in the next finance meeting, the general manager come up with a different budget in which one he put higher numbers of income. And instead of cutting, he's proposing to raise salaries. And, you know, we are in that discussion. And we hope that we can really have a serious discussion of the budget in finance and have the LSB really to.